Well, here it is, October already, and makes us start thinking about Christmas. Kelly and I were sharing earlier some tips to a low-stress Christmas. We've been talking about the Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child, and something else we always think of when we think of Christmas are the Salvation Army bell ringers, and it's time to sign up. We have on the phone with us right now from the Salvation Army, Nick Ragner. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Darla. How are you doing? You know, I think you guys might need to pass along some of those stress relievers to me, because this time of year, while it's great, family's all about and we're kind of helping people in need, I'll tell you what, bell ringing signups sometimes are a little challenging.
Well, and the Salvation Army is so dependent upon the donations that you receive during the season to help people throughout the year. So I'm sure that adds to all the stress as well.
Yeah, it's definitely a wild time of year. You know, we're an organization that raises about a third of our annual budget in November and December, and you know, that money allows us to do everything that we do from day to day, whether it's the emergency shelter, it's the feeding hungry people 365 days a year. You know, I was just talking to somebody about this in our office. You know, all the flooding that kind of happened in these surrounding counties, you know, we were out there quite a few days serving meals, and if it wasn't for the Red Kettle campaign, we wouldn't be able to do stuff like that. So it's a very important time, and we call upon quite a few people in the community to help us out to make sure we can do stuff like that.
Well, for anyone who has grown up in this country and probably in other countries around the world, and you're out and about shopping during Christmas, you no doubt have seen the Red Kettles and the bell ringers out there. Tell us how that works and how you can get to be a bell ringer, what you have to do and all that stuff.
Yeah, so basically how it works is, a long time ago, and I'm hoping I get the history of it right, but basically in California there was a Salvation Army event. It was basically an opportunity for people to come by and get some soup, and the guy that was kind of heading that event said, you know, there has to be a way we can raise some money from this. So he basically brought out this big kettle pot and asked for donations for people that were stopping by to be a part of the event, and that thing blossomed into what it is today, this huge basically symbol of the Salvation Army. So every single year what we do is we ask the public to volunteer just a couple of hours of their time, sit outside in front of a red kettle and spread some Christmas cheer. Even though it's the month of November and we can't even fathom thinking about Santa Claus in November, but it's a pretty special time, because when people are out there ringing bells, whether it's 2 hours one day, 4 hours the other day, organizations, businesses ringing, every dollar that's put into that kettle, again, allows us to do what we do on a day-to-day basis. So not only are you sitting there spreading Christmas cheer, not only are you just putting a couple of dollars inside of a red bucket because you had some left over from the groceries you just purchased, you're ultimately helping out people in this community, your neighbors, and that's what makes, you know, the Kettle campaign in general, especially in this area, so unique and so cool. And the signups are pretty easy. You know, we work with people through their schedules to make sure they can help in any way they'd like to. We ring bells Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. We have a ton of different sites throughout the community to work best with where it is that you're going to be on any given day. So we try to make it easy for those that want to help. And then, of course, you know, we need those people, because without somebody standing in front of a kettle, we're not going to raise any money for those people that need it the most.
They just don't get attention, do they? Even if the kettle is sitting there, it's just like, you know, people don't generally put as many donations in if there's not somebody ringing the bell.
Exactly. You know, whether maybe they're going to be singing Christmas carols, or maybe they have some of their just oh so adorable children kind of learning a step or two in kind of philanthropy. I mean, sometimes that's a great way to introduce kids to the thought of giving back to their communities, and that always you know, puts a smile on my face, because I know that cute kids do pretty well at the kettles. That's just kind of how it is. You know, people out there ringing bells, you know, knowing kind of the reason why they're there, it makes a pretty big difference at the kettles as far as raising dollars to help us do what we do in the community each and every day.
And I love to see all the different sorts of people who are out there ringing bells from all different backgrounds, the college kids that are out there, the young families, the elderly. I mean, there's all sorts of different people out there ringing bells, giving back to the community, like you said. But there's just a good feeling when you're out there and giving of yourself. And what a great lesson to teach our kids, our teens, you know, to get them involved. And you can have that conversation about what that money goes towards and about how people don't have all the stuff that we take for granted so often. So it's easy to get involved. Again, tell somebody, if they want to be a bell ringer and they haven't done it before, how they can go about signing up.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different ways that they can do it. They can just go to our website. It's salvationarmylacrosse.org and get signed up online. Otherwise, they can always feel free to give us a call. We've got Alex Riley, our volunteer coordinator. He's a great guy, and he'd love to help you get signed up. You give us a call at 608-782-6126. And we'll be sure to get you signed up with the best location and the best time for you. So we try to make it, again, as easy as possible for you to be able to help out the community. And we look forward to working with you to continue feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, and providing hope to those that need it the most.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Nick. And we will be checking back with you soon to see how it's going.
All right. Thank you, Darla. And in October, I want to make sure that I wish you a Merry Christmas, because
you are in the Christmas spirit. It is time. Well, Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thanks, Darla.
I can hardly get it out.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye, Nick.
Yep. Thank you, Darla. I appreciate it.